Team USA surged into second place in the total medal count yesterday, thanks in part to Team USA's Alyssa Liu, who snagged gold, becoming the first American women's figure skater to medal in 20 years.
Oh, wow. It's been a minute.
This is the greatest comeback I have ever seen.
The 20-year-old from Oakland, Alyssa Liu.
I mean,
a script that would have been rejected as far-fetched. Alyssa Liu is the gold medalist at the Olympics.
And it's so cool.
Yeah,
you're going to hear her coming off the ice saying, let's blank and go. I mean, she was hyped coming off the ice. She knew she nailed it. And literally, this is what a great comeback story for her, Alyssa, who like won her first like national championship at like 14, her second at 15, retired at 16, like retired from the sport.
Oh, wow.
Came back
at, like, I'm done. Good run.
Yeah. Came back at 18 and now at 20 years old, won gold. So
that's crazy.
I know. She was a joy, an absolute joy, like a shot of adrenaline to watch. The women's hockey team beating Canada.
In the third period, 1-0 Canada. The United States sends out 6 skaters. The United States net is empty. Knocked out to Edwards. Edwards with a shot. Score!
I mean, insane.
Wow.
Insane.
The captain. Next goal wins. Overtime. The outlet pass for
yeah, Canada. In overtime, they beat Canada. Canada, of
oh
all places,
gosh.
In hockey. Yeah, it was so cool to see.
And, of course, Haley Wynn and her brothers, I'm sure, were just going nuts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
They've been kind of darlings of the Winter Olympics, official, unofficial mascots with their coordinated outfits and getting all hype in the crowd. That's fun.
And then this response you got to hear, all right? China's Eileen Gu, she grew up in San Francisco. She attends Stanford and she skis for China. All right. She added another Olympic medal to her collection. Taking in a couple of silver medals in the big air event. She had some pretty impressive jumps, but it made her the most decorated woman in the history of freestyle skiing. So
wow.
Listen to her response, this reporter's question to her.
Do you see these as 2 silvers gained or 2 golds lost?
Okay, so ooh, basically,
seriously, yeah, why are you saying that?
Do you see this as hey, are you basically like, are you satisfied with just silver?
Right, are you sad you didn't win?
Yeah, and so listen, this is a masterclass. Listen to how Eileen responds. First of all, that right there, you're
yep.
like, oh, she's just warming up.
Yep.
She's warming up.
I'm the most decorated free skier, female free skier in history. I think that's an answer in and of itself.
I mean, she could have ended there.
She's like, know your facts. Know who you're talking to.
Listen, she could have ended there, and that still would have been great. But no, she composes herself, and she then just kind of woman-splains to this reporter.
How do I say this? Winning a medal at the Olympics is a life-changing experience for every athlete.
Yes.
Doing it 5 times is exponentially harder.
Yes.
Because every medal is equally hard for me, but everybody else's expectations rise, right? And so the 2 medals lost situation, to be quite frank with you, I think is kind of a ridiculous perspective to take.
It is. It is. Yes, it is.
Oh,
yes,
she's
it is.
Saying
you're,
the
there's
quiet
no points for second
loud.
Place. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
There's no points for second place?
She is saying the quiet parts out loud, and I love it.
She should.
I'm showcasing my best skiing. I'm doing things that quite literally have never been done before, and so I think that is more than good enough. But thank
Check
you.
Yourself before
she goes,
you wreck yourself.
She goes, but thank you.
But thanks. For the question.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, wow.
Listen, Eileen, she's doing all right. She's got a modeling contract. She's a great skier. She's the most decorated freestyle skier. woman freestyle skier, and she's attending Stanford. She's got over a million followers on Instagram. So,
but
yeah,
seriously,
I mean,
what
like,
kind of a question
I
is
know,
that? Stop yourself before it comes out of your mouth and judge how it sounds. Are you sad you didn't get the gold? Because that's the best one to get.
Oh, shoot. I mean, that was, I mean, just her response was all over my feed, and it could have actually even ended just with this. She could have been like, all right, yep. Next question.
Yes, exactly. Like, all you
did. Oh, shoot.
Maybe you just rephrase it like, how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, I mean, you could have.
You've secured two silvers.
I know.
How you feeling? Tell
you
me
won
about your,
two silvers.
Tell me about what that feels like.
Right, exactly.
That's a much better phrase
what
question.
What a way to phrase that question.
Are you satisfied with just silver?
Yeah, and Eileen, she responded in the best way possible. So
she did.
Anyways, some good stuff there. And again, like I said, Team USA jumping up to second behind Norway in the total medal count for the Olympics. There's just a couple more days. Wraps up on Sunday. So USA here on 99.7 DJX.